General Aliyu Muhammad Busau, the former National Security Advisor to Mr. President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. He has resigned. He resigned because he has this desire to aspire and to become a candidate under the platform of the People's Democratic Party and to run for the presidential election in 2011.
What does that mean? What does that say to Jonathan? I mean, if the security advisor resigned, is this a particular challenge, or does the president feel that his nomination for the party may be in trouble?
I don't think I'll be willing to tell you why that, because I would not speak for Jonathan, and neither would I give reasons as to why the general must have resigned. But like I said, he primarily resigned because he intends to contest for an election under the platform of the PDP. Primarily, which is a constitutional right anyway. That has nothing to do with any other thing with Mr. President.
Now, what are the chances of the security advisor? I mean, is he a popular person in the country?
We are very optimistic. He's popular.
So there's a likelihood that there may be a competition, a serious competition for the leadership of the party.
Well, you see, any election or any attempt to go into an election to aspire for a public office, it portends competition. So it's like a game. Naturally, if you indicate interest to run for any other thing, it generates competition. As human beings, we expect the outcome of the competition to sway either head or tail in favor of one person. Somebody at the end of the day will emerge.
We have spoken with some people in Nigeria who are concerned about the crisis within the ruling party because of the zoning arrangement that people feel that President Jonathan has violated by his decision to run. The three people we talk about come from the north. Is this because of this zoning arrangement?
Well, you see, the PDP constitution has clearly provided for zoning allocation of public of elected public offices. Secondly, the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria has equally guaranteed the right of every Nigerian to aspire to any elective office in the country so long as he's qualified for it. So I wouldn't want to delve into those things. Yes, it is true the PDP has an internal political arrangement which is provided by its own constitution to zone and rotate public offices. And ordinarily, by that arrangement, the office of the presidency is supposed to continue in the north, because it has already been zoned to the north in 2007, and now the former president that is late does not mean the arrangement should be invalidated. It should continue. That is the thinking in the north. But that notwithstanding, the party, I think, is being sensitive to the fact that the constitution is a grand norm, which is superior to the PDP's constitution, and they cannot deny the president the right, under which has been guaranteed under the constitution of Nigeria.
Are you all concerned that with this, what I would call a splintering all these candidates, that you could hand the election to the opposition?
Well, I don't think so, because if you are very conversant with the political history of Nigeria, normally at every level of election, you find a lot of people indicating interest to run. And that does not necessarily mean, because you have so many aspirants coming up to indicate their interest to run, it means that you are likely going to lose out to the opposition. I don't think so. Because this is a competition which has to pass through the process of the primaries, and eventually somebody will emerge. And by the time if somebody emerges, the house has to come back together again. It's just like the American election you had between Clinton and Obama. This is normal, because in the process of primaries, the party may go into camp supporting various candidates. But at the end of the day, if somebody emerges, it is a family. They'll come back again, unite the party, and they'll move ahead.